in Columbia and Greene County. You're attuned to 90.7 WGXE, Creative Community Radio. It's another beautiful Monday. The sun is shining brightly. September has been really beautiful. Hope anybody who went to Groundswell this weekend enjoyed it. My name is Tyson. This is the Zoom Show, a live broadcast every Monday down here in beautiful downtown Hudson, overlooking the park. I'm going to start with a few friends that I made this weekend, some of their stuff. Bernd Klug, right here, and if we're lucky, he might be my guest next week on the show. I think that's probably going to happen. So we're going to play some of his stuff. He was a participating artist in Groundswell. Really cool dude. And then after that, I'm going to play a little Gambletron. Trash Pick and DIYer from Montreal. Very cool stuff. And then after that, I'm going to just see what happens. Stay tuned. 90.7 WGXE, ACRA. Creative Community Radio, your station. Thank you. Talk to you again later.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be right back. don't need a car or a lot of things. You just need the will to ride the road of perversion. Ride the waves of perversion. You don't need public transportation or buses. Ride the waves of perversion down the street.
Red, gold, and green.
by looking at their feet. Some people have a 2-inch crust on their sole, and you can't imagine what they've gone through in their lives. And some people's feet are like baby skin, and they're 60. They've had everything given to them their whole life. But you don't need a
car. Sure, I remember.
You don't need a lot of things. You just need the
Oh, all right.
To run the profession.
Uh-huh.
You don't need transportation.
No, I'm not sure. Maybe.
Buses, trains. You just need the
When? Do you think that's the best time? Are you sure? Uh-huh. Okay. Where? Well, I don't know. When can I let you know? Okay. I'll have to check. Talk to you later. So long.
You don't need a car. A lot of things. You just need the will to ride the perversion wheels. And ride that will.
Thank you. organizations that want to take a hold of the church, and in the eyes of all the dissident theologians, there will be no difficulty in being Catholic if the papacy ceased to be an active, influential, and jurisdictional element, authoritative element. If the Pope, or whoever is supposed to be the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, were just one amongst his peers, a fellow bishop, prominent because he has the most ancient chancellor and the most ancient church, and St. Peter, after all, was in Rome, and Paul was in Rome, and Rome was always in the center. But that's all. If that was all, it was a question of honor and veneration, and the man behaved himself like one of us, as a peer amongst his peers, there would be no difficulty. Nor would the secret enemies of the church have ever sought to possess the Rome, to enter into it, and nor would Satan ever have wafted his smoke in there. It's a waste of time otherwise. The prize, the booty, to be taken away and devoured is the papacy. Now, we want to be very clear what we mean by papacy. We do not mean the tiara, the triple crown. We do not mean the gold of the Vatican Museums. We don't mean the papal thrones. We don't mean anything grandiose and valuable from the point of view of riches or prestige or influence. We just mean one thing, that the papacy implies that there is one individual, a man, on the face of the earth, who claims and can back up that claim with historical proof and the weight of divine faith. That he, and he alone, in a population of 6 billion, is the only one who can speak about God authoritatively to any man alive. He is the only one who claims it, and the only one who can back it up. And he is the only one who, first of all, backs it up by proving that he is the one of 264 men going back link by link through bad, good, and indifferent, saint and sinner, the bishops of Rome, back to the first bishop of Rome, who was told by Jesus, whoever is you to me, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Whatever you lose here on earth, it will be loose in heaven. Whatever is tied up here, it will be tied up in heaven. Because the gates of hell will never prevail against you. And he had that direct historical connection. It is the pain of the Protestants who started in the 16th century, or the Unitarians who started later, or the Methodists, to find that they are the overgone weights of the centuries that started up like abortions. Have no historic connection with the historic Jesus of Israel. And the first men came up with the faith and the Pentecostal tradition of revelation that came to. Now that's the papacy. It means that one thing essential. There's one man who must be listened to under certain conditions, who is the only one who can claim that legitimacy. And despite all his sins, if he does commit sins, despite all his errors, if he does commit errors, despite his bad leadership, his weakness, his unfaith, if he has all those things, he must still be listening to one who speaks dogmatically for the whole human race on faith and morals. That's a huge claim. Because it means that literally tomorrow, the U.S. Congress should invite him over and tell them what to do about it. It means the House of Commons of England. It means every part should have his delegates telling them what is human morality and religion to be. It will not be like that easily. It will not happen like that. The world has rejected the idea. But that's what it implies. And it is not strange, by the way, that the enemies of the church, those who dislike us, for one reason or another, justified or unjustified, know that. They know that ultimately that is his claim. And that is the message of The Keys of This Blood, my last book. And that those keys, you know, the scene, which you probably know very well, Catherine Siena, with the vision she had of the keys of Peter, dipped in blood. And Dr. Father said to Catherine, which of those keys? And she said, those are the keys you gave to Peter. And he said, yes, and why are they covered with blood? She asked him, he said, because they will never cease to be durable. They will last forever, and they will never break. And that's why the keys of this blood. The message is that this one man, this Polish archbishop, this cardinal, Calavotio, who does not sit well with the majority of the 3,000 bishops of this beloved church, and who is hated by so many nuns, and so many priests, and so many ladies, and disliked by so many secular couples, this man is the only man to this year. In any way, trusting, believe, that's a huge thing. Now, that's a stumbling block. helping Dr. Moon because they know that despite all the information they've done, the doctor takes them, convincing them, tell them that they are without tell them, will our 200 years they come. Despite that, proceed from the
You are tuned to 90.7 WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson Creative Community Radio, your radio station. It's our radio station. Power back to the people. It's Bernd Klug behind me here, and his bass, his ominous bass. I'm hoping to have him on next week as my guest. Perhaps we will do a double bass guitar assault. We'll see what happens. So I started with some Bernd Klug. Then we played some Gambletron, two of my new buddies from Groundswell. It's difficult to make friends these days, but sometimes it happens. After that, I played AC/DC, The Night Prowler, from the Immortal Highway to Hell album. I was having a conversation with a friend, and we were remembering Richard Ramirez with in custody with that pentagram carved in his hand, bleeding. A twisted man who understood showmanship on a very devious level. Richard Ramirez. I guess he was inspired to do his naughtiness from AC/DC. Satanic rock and roll. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Helpless, Killing Joke, The Weight. Played some homemade organ stuff and some voices and a little jam for a little while. Perversion Wars and Culture Club. Culture Club and Killing Joke in the same show. Yeah. I think it for this week. As always, thank you for your attention. We'll be back again next week, God is willing. Monday musical matinee up next. Stay tuned today, all day and tomorrow, and the day after that. Thank you again for your attention. We'll be back again next week. 90.7 WGXC. This has been Zoom, and I've been Tyson. Thank you.